It is time for our first Rural Intelligence Report of the brand new year with Mark Williams, ruralintelligence.com. I always call the one-stop to go to find out what's going on, what's been going on, and what is coming up in our area. And Happy New Year, Mr. Williams.
And Happy New Year to you, Marshall, and to everyone on listening to Robin Hood Radio at the moment, and to all our readers at Rural Intelligence as well. It's the start of the new year. We're in the very depths of winter, I guess. The holidays are over. And I've found so many really interesting classes. I mean, these long days actually give you an opportunity, long nights, as it were, give an opportunity to go to all sorts of lectures and to participate in the community and to learn things rather than now that the holidays are out of the way and the families have all left. So I think there's a lot going on. We can find some really interesting things to learn and find out about.
All right. Well, you know, I had this happen in my house today. I had mold making 101, but there's a different mold making coming up at IS 183 on January 9th.
Well, I'm not sure what sort of mold you had. Yeah, I thought I'd start off talking about IS 183. They're they call themselves the Art School of the Berkshires, and they have so many different classes coming up over the next few months. I thought I'd mention it. They started in 1991. And it's a not-for-profit community art school, and the whole idea is to encourage people of all ages, all means, all skill levels, to really enrich their lives through hands-on experience with the visual arts. And then I saw this particular class, which looks just really interesting as well, and I happen to know the artist who's leading it. It's called Mold Making, it starts on Wednesday, the 9th of January at 9:30 in the morning, but it goes on actually for, I think there are another four or five meetings over the next few weeks. And the idea is that the participants can bring their original sculptures and then learn how to make multiples. And the artist leading it is Natalie Tyler, who's the owner of the Atelier Berkshire's Art Gallery, which is an amazing art gallery in a really little amazing bijou building opposite Ward's Nursery as you're going south on Route 7 from Great Barrington. And Natalie, who's a really skilled artist as well as mold maker, is going to be there. She's going to be guiding participants in this course to make these plaster and silicon molds, exactly the same type that's made by model makers and foundries and sculptors like herself and other professionals. And then it allows you to make replicas of your sculpture. And they're even talking about using some of these replicas in other classes at IS 183 as well. So it's something that is unusual. It's something to learn. It will make good use of this quiet time at the beginning of the year. And by the way, I'm just mentioning that as an example because there is so much to do at IS 183. There are lots of other courses, so check out their full schedule online. It's really interesting.
On January 10th in Williamstown, there's a Festival of New Music at Williams College.
Yeah, you know, that we talk about this every year, and I started to do a little more research because I thought it was fascinating. It's the I.O. Festival of New Music at Williams College, and they've been having this for many years now. It is the Williams College Department of Music's annual expedition into what they're calling the music of today. It lasts for 4 days and nights. Performers and audiences are really encouraged to sort of take an immersive tour through the new sounds that are going on around the world. And it really is, I would say, on the adventurous or cutting edge of music. What they're talking about is the cutting edge of composition, all sorts of unconventional modes of performance. There are day concerts, then there are night concerts and performances as well. And it really, I guess you get to explore music in all sorts of new ways. You have to check out the schedule because it's there's a lot going on. But this year, the festival features a guest ensemble called Beethoven, not Beethoven, but Beethoven. They have a program called The American Dream. There's going to be music by composers in residence at Williams, particularly Sato Matsui. And there are all sorts of performances by the I.O. Ensemble, the AXIA Quartet, I think it is. A lot of Williams faculty and students, alumni and guests all perform as well. So, again, 4 days, really interesting, unusual stuff that you're not going to be hearing in the normal course, and a real opportunity to learn something as well. So it starts on Thursday, January the 10th, runs through the 13th. Performances are at the 62 Center for Theatre and Dance up there in Williams, but also at the Clark Art Institute as well. So check out their website for full details if you're interested in expanding your musical tastes.
On January 10th, over in Hudson, New York, there is a lecture going on about a woman's role in the Leisler Rebellion.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about this. So, and by the way, there are so many great lectures coming up at various of our libraries in the area that I thought, well, I'll feature some of them because it's really fascinating. I didn't know anything about this. So David Voorhees is an expert at the Leisler Institute for the study of early New York history. And he also works at the Gotham Center for New York City History as well. And he's giving a talk about the women's role in the Leisler Rebellion, which I didn't know anything about. So this is my opportunity to learn it. He's calling this lecture How Their Poor Wives Do, The Role of Women in Late 17th Century New York Politics. Apparently, there was widespread female violence against men in the records of the 1689 New York uprising, which apparently is known as the Leisler Rebellion. I didn't know anything about it. Anyway, David's going to be explaining it, talking about it, to talk about this sort of outburst of activism, I guess, about from these New York women. He is a real expert. As I say, he's the director of the Jacob Leisler Papers Project, which was at New York University, and I guess now is headquartered in Hudson as well. So go to the Hudson Area Library on Thursday, January the 10th at 6 p.m. in the evening to find out much more about this. Really, this is something I will be looking to do because I learn an awful lot about American history, which I don't know enough about.
We'll go to Rhinebeck, New York on January 10th at 6 p.m. for a book launch.
Yeah, well, talking about American history, Oblong Books and Music in Rhinebeck on Thursday the 10th, as you say, having a book launch which will enable me to learn even more about what's going on. So Jack Kelly has written a book called The Edge of Anarchy, The Railroad Barons, The Gilded Age, and The Greatest Labor Uprising in America. It tells, obviously, the story of America in the late 1890s, or when I guess there was an explosive clash of industry, labor, and government, which shook up the nation and really marked a big turning point for the country as well. So absolutely fascinating book. And Jack Kelly will be talking about it, signing copies, as I say, an Oblong Books and Music, 6 o'clock on Thursday, January the 10th.
We will now move on to the 11th, and we'll head to Pittsfield, Massachusetts, 8th grade.
Yeah, not something that I think most people want to relive. But actually, it's I've heard about this film recently being talked about quite a lot. It's the little cinema at Berkshire Museum is showing this film. It starts on Friday the 11th, but it runs through Tuesday the 15th. So you do have to check times, check their website for times of the showings. It's the story of a very introverted teenage girl who's going through eighth grade, and it sounds like it's a pretty disastrous eighth grade year before leaving to start high school. But it is getting absolutely wonderful reviews. So I just thought I'd mention it because it is local, it is on, and it's not something you expect at the little cinema at Berkshire museum, but it sounds just wonderful to go to. And I think it's showing in other cinemas around the country at the moment. So it's, it sounds like something to really go to and enjoy, and also relive a bit of eighth grade as well.
All right. On the 12th, let's head to New Preston, Connecticut.
Yeah, New Preston has got these wonderful stores, and I thought I'd mention what's happening here because it's really interesting. Richard Lambertson and Suzanne Cassano founded one of the stores that's there in New Preston called Privet House. It, I guess Richard Lambertson was a co-founder of Lambertson Truex, which so a lot of people will know. It's a sort of luxury handbag and accessories company. And Suzanne had worked for Calvin Klein and people like that, developing concepts. And they developed Privet House, and Rural Intelligence written stories about it because it's a great destination. But a few years ago, some additional space came available next door. And they started what it's not quite a little store within a store, but it's a little store next to their store, I guess. And they called it Privet Lives. And it allows them to showcase particular brands and concepts. And on January the 12th, they're starting a sort of month-long showcase of a local brand called Sasha and Luca, which is a baby and children's wear brand. It was created by local mothers. Some are in New York City, but a lot in Litchfield County. What they do is they use really top-quality cottons and alpaca wools from Peru, where they craft a lot of this ethically produced clothing. It is, by the looks of things and the way that Privet House operate, is that they really do find some great brands and which resonate locally. So this looks like a really interesting event. It's on through February the 23rd, so you've got a bit of time. But if you're in New Preston and you're passing Privet House, do pop into Privet Lives because I think you'll see some really interesting, fantastic local product produced by local people.
Okay, we're going to go now to Hillsdale, New York, and we've got a couple of events that are on separate days in Hillydale.
Yeah, I saw this and immediately thought of Lisa Green, who's Rural Intelligence's editor. She went on a fantastic vacation over the holidays to Morocco, and we were talking about it the other day, and then I was looking at the events going on at HGS Home Chef in Hillsdale on Saturday the 12th of January. And it amazed me to see that there is a chef, Katie Kinsolver, who is going to be developing a Moroccan menu for the new year. And this is one of those demonstration classes where you lunch and you learn. And the idea is to learn how to improve your diet, but without giving up on big flavors. And she's doing that by going to Moroccan food. On Saturday the 12th, she's going to be making a chicken tagine with lemon and olives, lentils and feta, and I guess some pomegranate as well on top of it all, and more. So that sounded really fascinating. And you go along, you participate in the class, and you learn how to cook all these things and produce these wonderful foods. So I wouldn't be surprised if Lisa Green went along to that. But then on Sunday, I noticed they're having another interesting event. They're having a yoga and cooking retreat, and it's called Renew and Restore. And after these holidays, I suspect that a lot of us will need that. It starts at 9:30 on the 13th. And this one is Marty Wolfson has connected with Corey Essen-Anderson to look for an inspiring and fun one-day retreat. And the whole idea is to nourish the bodies, minds, and souls. So just what we need after the holidays. So it starts with a yoga class, and then, again, participants get to sort of involved in finding great culinary events and experiences, and it all finishes with a big communal lunch as well. So it sounds a great two great events there at HGS Home Chef on the 12th and the 13th, and of course you will have to go and sign up for these in advance. They are really popular classes, but you can find them on their website, HGS Home Chef website.
All right, let us move on to Kent, Connecticut, the Improv Comedy Workshop.
Yeah, I happen to, a little birdie has told me that there are going to be a lot of improv comedy events coming up this summer. And then Kent Memorial Library is putting on this class. They've joined together with the staff of CTV 192, to hold, which is a community television organization locally there. And they are going to do an improv comedy workshop on Saturday afternoon, January the 12th, starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And they argue that improvisational comedy is not just fun and often hilarious, but and you really don't need very much experience as well. But it really gives you an opportunity to free yourself from what's going on around you and really enjoy the moment and experience the time. It's free. But you will need to book a place on this because there's not much in the way that space is limited, put it that way. And I think it's going to be a popular event. So it's at Kent Memorial Library. And look out for the sign Improv Comedy Workshop for Beginners. And as I say, starts at 2 o'clock on Saturday, January the 12th.
We will move on to the Cat Rescuers at 4 p.m. in Salisbury on the 12th.
Yeah, well, those libraries are doing so well. Scoville has got this film. They're showing the film, The Cat Rescuers, and the director, Robert Fruchtman, will be there as well. He is an award-winning filmmaker. He made this documentary with Stephen Lawrence. Basically, it follows this group of Brooklyn professionals who go out into the streets and the backyards and the alleyways of Brooklyn looking to save cats and cats' lives. It shows these people are incredibly passionate about what's going on for cats in the Brooklyn area. But what's more significant is not only does it change the lives of the cats who are rescued, but it also has a big impact on the people who are doing the saving as well. So it is really fascinating. He will be there talking about it as well. It's at the Scoville Memorial Library at 4 o'clock on Saturday, January the 12th.
Now, on the 12th, something that I've been to a couple of different events on, not this particular one, but it's interesting if you don't know about the history of our area, and that is a TN talk on ice harvesting in New England.
Yeah, Dennis Pickard has done this talk on a number of occasions, and we've mentioned it in the past, but it, as you say, it is absolutely fascinating. Talk about, you know, a completely new technology taking over something that had been going on for generations, and I guess refrigerators came in and suddenly iced harvesting from the New England stopped. And Dennis Pickard is going to be giving this tea and talk at Ventford Hall in Lenox on Saturday the 12th. It starts at 3:30 in the afternoon. And he has been talking, he's been going to museums and environmental education centers and talking about this, talking about the natural ice industry in New England and its importance to the economy. And it really is absolutely fascinating thing that you would never have thought about unless, you know, and it's only relatively few years ago that they developed alternatives. So absolutely fascinating. Ventford Hall, 3:30 Saturday, January the 12th.
Used to be a huge ice harvesting operation off of Lakeville Lake tons and tons of years ago. It's in. You look at this stuff and it's absolutely amazing. Let's move on to Hudson, New York, volume reading a music series.
Yeah. You know, Spotty Dog's Books and Ale is a real resource in Hudson. And they, I guess about 2 years ago, started this monthly event, Saturday nights. They would get local authors to come and read from their books, and then afterwards they would have some music, and they're followed by a DJ set. And it's really, I'm so pleased that it's continuing and doing well. And the first of the 2019 Saturday nights is on Saturday the 12th. It starts at 7 o'clock at the evening at Spotty Dog Books and Ale. And the lovely thing is, of course, you can listen to the authors and enjoy a glass of beer as well. This year, the featured readings will be by Priscilla Becker, Laura Sims, and Dave King. And then it's all followed by a DJ set, so you can have a bit of a bop around as well. So check it out. It's usually pretty popular. It starts at 7 o'clock in the evening at Spotty Dog's Books and Ale.
We move on from that, and we'll move on to Lady Moon and the Eclipse in Hudson, New York.
Yeah, well, it's a busy evening on Saturday in Hudson because the Half Moon just down the street, as it were. At 8 o'clock, Lady Moon and the Eclipse will be presenting their really fun, vocal, soaring textures. And they really, it's a fun, let me explain, it's a bit like, it's R&B and Afrobeat influenced music. So it's, and they've really larger than life characters who are involved in it. So it starts at 8 o'clock, and I think that will be a fun evening at the Half Moon in Hudson, starting at 8 o'clock.
From the Half Moon, let's go to Chatham, New York, the Blue Plate Staff's annual benefit party. They have a great fundraiser.
Yeah, we've been to this in the past, and I have a funny feeling we'll be going again because we love the Blue Plate restaurant anyway in Chatham. But every year, the staff, as you say, have this annual fundraiser for the Chatham Animal Haven. So it's for a really good cause. They bring in all sorts of live music. This year, they've got Abby Lappin with Pete Togio, Steve Collins, Frank Wildermouth, and some other people as well. And they have this great food. The atmosphere is absolutely tremendous. You all know that it's being done by the staff who are putting it all on, and it's all to benefit a wonderful cause. So do sign up in advance. It's going to be really busy on that Saturday, January the 12th, but it will be a really fun evening at the Blue Plate Restaurant.
From Chatham, New York, let's just take a hop, skip, and jump over to Kinderhook, New York on the 13th.
Well, we take a hop, skip, and a jump over to Kinderhook on Sunday the 13th. But from Kinderhook, it's a bit of a longer journey because at 3 o'clock in the afternoon from the Kinderhook Memorial Library, they are having what looks to be an absolutely fascinating talk and slide presentation by Wendy Power Spielman. And she's going to be talking about Bhutan. She is a regular visitor, apparently, or she's and just got back. She's talking about, obviously, and showing pictures about this amazingly beautiful country, which is the only surviving, all Buddhist nation in the Himalayas. Anyway, she's going to be talking about and sharing stories about her ventures in the country. I always think of them because they are the country which has developed this idea of gross national happiness, not gross national product, but gross national happiness, which sounds to me to be such a clever idea. Anyway, fascinating. So it might be a hop, skip, and a jump over to Kinderhook, but from there to Bhutan, it will take you a bit longer, but she'll get you there in a jiffy as well. Sounds interesting.
Well, on our way back from Bhutan, Red Hook, New York on the 13th.
Yeah, I seem to be having there's a lot about history of not just America, but particularly of local history. And at the Elmendorf Inn in Red Hook on Sunday, January the 13th in the afternoon, they're having a presentation called Gender, Religion, and the Rural Life, Reconsidering Dorothy Day and the Catholic Workers on the Land. Now, Sally Dwyer McNulty is Professor of History at the Mary's College, and she is apparently, there are a whole series of these what they call Catholic worker farms in and around the New York State, which started, I guess, in the 1930s and ran through the 1970s. And there was one at Rose Hill in Tivoli. Sally's going to be talking about the opportunities that these farms offered women and their families all the way through, as I say, from the 30s to the 70s. It sounds something I had no idea about. It sounds absolutely fascinating. And looks as though it had a big impact on the way things were done in the area. So that's at the she's going to be talking at the Elmendorf Inn, 3 o'clock on Sunday, January the 13th.
On the 13th, let's come back into Sharon, Connecticut. Francis Fitzgerald, Trump and the Evangelicals.
I thought I might see you there in the audience.
I don't think so.
Well, I think actually it's absolutely fascinating. So the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon has put this event on. They've asked Frances Fitzgerald to come. She's a Pulitzer Prize winning author. You may have known her for her book Fire in the Lake. And now she's written this book called The Evangelicals, The Struggle to Shape America. And they seem to be really significant Trump supporters. And it seems to me to be so antithetical that they would support somebody who seems to have no connections with them whatsoever. I'm sure this will all be explained, why the movement is supporting a person who just seems not to be appropriate for one way or another. And she talks obviously about the political climate that's going on at the moment. And so good for Hotchkiss Library and Sharon there to do it. That's Sunday afternoon, 4 o'clock in the afternoon for this talk, as I say, from Francis Fitzgerald.
And we wind up in Hudson, New York.
Yeah. A few weeks ago, we wrote a story on Rural Intelligence about this Hudson-based pianist called Tony Caraldo, and he is presenting his first album. We wrote the story because his first album is being published, he is going to be giving a performance on Sunday evening at 8 o'clock. The album is called Milk Money, and it involves the piano and drums and vocals. There are all sorts of, there's music, but there's also going to be some videos as well. It's the sort of music you'd hear an old Western saloon, I guess is the best way of putting it. There's going to be a performance also by the Xylophonics, who are some of the best. So Village Voice described them as the best buskers dressed as animals in America. So so I don't think there's much competition in that particular area. But anyway, it sounds like a really fun evening. It starts at 8 o'clock, as I say, in Hudson. So check out all the details on ruralintelligence.com and read out all about Tony as well. And so you'll get a bit of background before you go to the concert on Sunday, January the 13th.
And we are off and running in 2019. Mark, speak to you next week.
Lovely. I look forward to it, Marshall.